What's Taste Collie going to be all about?
Basically, it's about to showcase and educate people about Collie and what we produce here. Most people think it's just rice, but we do have a lot of other things on offer, so, yeah.
So on the Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th, you've got events happening in and around Collie.
We do. On Friday night, the club that I'm involved with, the Collie Community Club, is holding a 50-mile Taste Collie meal. Basically, it's going to showcase the foods that we produce here. So other than just rice, we've got corn, onions, soybeans, olives, chickpeas, canola, honey, almonds, strawberries, and the list goes on and on. But, yeah, that's what we're doing. It's going to be $60 a head, five courses, and we're also going to match that with wine. Typically, you match it with wine, but we're also going to chuck a bit of beer in there as well, so something a bit different.
Okay, so that's on the Friday.
Yep.
And then on the Saturday, you've got more happening.
We do. Saturday's the big day. Friday's sort of the launch into it, but Saturday's when it's all happening. We've got down at the main street here, we've got food education stalls. We've got a food regatta where people are going to build their own boats made of food packaging, and we're going to race them around the water tower here, and got a bit of prize, $300 prize money for the winner of that.
I need to ask at this point, when you say they're going to race their boats around the water tower, you're not talking about boats in the water, you're talking about like it's the Flintstones type thing, isn't it?
yeah, it is. So it's open to any age, and yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun there.
Yeah, I can just imagine that, yep.
we've also got the Sunrise Collie Cook-Off, so we're doing our own sort of little master chef, I guess, and they've got to use a sunrise product as one of the main ingredients, with accompanied by another ingredient that is produced locally. And, again, we've got another $300 on offer as prize money and runner-up prizes for that as well.
And did I hear a 50-mile meal challenge in there somewhere?
Yeah, that's us on the Friday night.
Oh, that's the Friday night. Okay, yeah. Look, are people surprised to find out there's so much coming from the Collie area, not just rice?
Yeah, absolutely. Even ourselves, when we actually sat down to prepare the menu and write it out for Friday night, we actually started writing, and the list got longer and longer, and even ourselves don't realise, like the people here don't realise how much variety there is in the local area.
Well, I reckon it's going to be a terrific weekend. Do you need to book tickets, or do you need to RSVP to let people know you're coming, or is it just a case of rock up first in best dressed?
No, for the 50-mile meal, we definitely, bookings are essential, so just you can give the club a call with that, and we'll take names and that sort of thing, but Saturday's just turn up down the main street, and names for the regatta and the cook-off have to be in so that we know how many contestants and that we're going to have. But
okay, so a big weekend coming up, or a big Friday and Saturday, I should say, coming up on the 5th and 6th of October. And I believe two events happening in Collie with cooking classes and tours of local farms and so on across the month of October as part of the Taste Riverina Festival.
Yeah, that's right. They're having farm-to-food farm tours where people can go out and have a tour on these farms and see how the food's actually produced and from start to finish, and also we've got an organic farm out here, so they're also doing tours themselves.